I'm joined on Radio Jackie this morning by Terry Cornwall, who is a dial-a-ride driver and has been for nearly 17 years. Tell us, what first attracted you to the role?
Well, I was working for a previous company in central London, and I kept seeing these dial-a-ride buses. And I went over and asked the drivers about dial-a-ride, and they told me what dial-a-ride was all about. And I thought, you know what? I'd like to do that. I was delivering parcels for a major company in central London, and I thought, well, I want to stop that and do something completely different, interact more with people. So that's why I determined myself that I would like to join dial-a-ride, and I did.
And for people who haven't heard of dial-a-ride, can you explain what the service is and who it's for? What does it do?
Well, dial-a-ride is for people who cannot use mainstream transport, people who have a disability, or people who may not be able to use it for whatever reasons. And if they qualify for the criteria, then they become members after an assessment. The service is for helping people to be able to get out and interact with others in the community, you know, like go to the care centres and medical appointments at the doctors or the dentist and so forth, or even meet family and friends for dinner or a lunch or anything like that, and even go to the pub.
Which is a very important service. What does a typical day look like for you, Terry, and where might your journeys take you?
Well, a typical day for me would be getting into work on time. So most of the time we get into work prior to our start time, so we can have a little bit of a chin wag with one another, catch up on the day or the evening before, get our vehicles checked. We have about 20 minutes to check our vehicles to make sure we have all the necessary equipment on board and there are no damages to the vehicle. And then we get a pull-out time, which is about 20 minutes after our start time. And then we make our way to our first customer, which is about 10, 15 minutes away. And we like to get there on time so that they can get to whatever appointment or meeting that they need to get to on time. So that's a nice thing for us to do for them.
Would you say that you've built strong relationships with many regular passengers?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, we get to know regular people. Obviously, we're a professional service, so we have to keep it professional. But we do have very friendly drivers, and I would probably say I'm quite friendly anyway. We do have a lot of good relationships with our passengers. They love seeing dial-a-ride. They love to see the red bus because they know they're going to get treated well. And that's what I like about my service. I like to give them the best service I can. I would say to them that I'll treat you like my mothers, my fathers, my uncles, my aunts. So if I can treat them like that, then I'm sure I'm giving them a good service.
Absolutely. And how important is that part of the job, having a good relationship with your passengers?
When you work with people of a certain age or if they have a disability, whatever reason, it makes you feel good because you're giving them something to look forward to every day. When they want to go out, they're not stuck inside. They're not isolated from the rest of the community. I'm giving a service where we're highly trained people. We make sure that whatever we do is on a high professional level. And when I come away from the day and I feel that I've given them a great service, and they tell me that as well. They said it to multiple drivers that they really love being with the dial-a-ride service because they look forward to seeing us every day. And it makes me feel proud. I really do feel proud. I really do love what we do here. It's a really great job.
And you must hear some amazing life stories chatting to lots of different people, all of your passengers. Is there one particular passenger or a moment that's stayed with you?
Yes, she's not with us any longer, but there's a lovely woman called Ruby, not too far away from in Tooting. And I love taking it. She was about 4'8". So when I used to pick her up, I used to get down to a hair level and say, oh, this is what the world looked like from your view. There's time when we used to take her from bingo with a group of people, and she would normally be the first one that you would drop off. And but I decided to take her for a ride and get everybody else dropped off. So because I knew that her carer was going to be another 2 hours away. So I took her for a ride, and we used to sing on the bus. We used to sing to Frank Sinatra, put some Frank Sinatra runs, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and we used to have a good old sing song. So it was great. You know, it's really, really great. And then we used to have people like Kathy and Celia. What I loved about them too was they, when you went to pick them up, their trolleys were parked outside Kathy's flat. It was quite funny. When you see the trolleys outside the flat, they were parked up like cars, like waiting for me to come. And as soon as I came within earshot of their conversation and they could hear me coming, Kathy would get out and take charge of the whole situation. Now, come on, Celia, let's go. Terry's here. We've got to go. We've got to do a lot of shopping. So that was great. And we used to have a lot of fun just chatting on the bus about every day. But I used to look forward to seeing them too because, they were just such fun to be with. another occasion where apparently I helped save someone's life, where this woman had collapsed against the window of my bus. Like, I was talking to her, couldn't get her to talk. She was a bit incoherent. She was, to me, really in a desperate state. So I drove straight into St. George's Hospital, Ambulance Bay, and get her medical attention. And a week or two later, her family wrote to me and told me that I saved her aunt's life. And that was nice. That was satisfying. So, yeah, I really enjoy what I do in that sense.
And it sounds like you're more than happy to go that extra mile, you know, letting that lady stay on the bus for a little bit longer just to enjoy the journey before her carer arrived. What do you think it means to people by going that extra mile?
They get to an age where they don't have many friends, and for someone to spend a little bit of time with them, they would relate that to their family members, and their family member get in touch with you as well and to thank you for that. So I'm really happy that I could at least play a role in helping them to have a good day and make their life a little bit better when it's not so much, when you've got people who frequently visit the doctors and don't want to go to the doctor because they no longer have their health the way that they would like to have it. When they express their gratitude, and they really do express their gratitude by just telling you, you know, you've done a good job and you think this has been worthwhile today. It's been a good day.
And as you mentioned before, many people rely on Dial a Ride for everyday journeys like shopping or medical appointments. Why are those trips so important?
Shopping, they get to meet other people. I mean, it's more like a social event, if anything, because there's a few of them will go with groups and we have like group bookings, and they may all live in sheltered housing together. They get to know each other. And it's very important for them because that's for their, you know, mental health as well. Women also help them to have purpose in life, because sometimes people just drift and we give them something to look forward to. So I like to think of this service plays a part in helping people to have a really, really enjoyable experience while they're with us, and that there's someone that cares about them. We go as far as we can with the door-to-door service. What we do is take them from the door, greet them well, get them on a bus, get them settled, take them on their journey. Sometimes I might take a little bit of a scenic route just to give them that little bit extra enjoyment while they're going. And then if I got time, to take them on another scenic route to get back home. As long as it's all fitting with the service, that's fine. For me, again, from a colleague, when we get back to the depot, we have a good old talk about what our day's been like, and we have a good laugh. So we're there at the end of our shift. We're there for about an hour or more, just talking about our day and the people that we've met and what we've done something for, and the experiences that we had that day and what we've given to them as well.
And how would you say the service helps people keep their independence and stay connected to their local community?
We just don't offer a door-to-door service. We offer a little bit more. Each individual driver does what they can do for each member of the community. And, you know, getting them to their lunch clubs and getting them to their medical appointments, that's an important thing, because that's one of the things that they have in their life. That's the only thing they have in their life to look forward to. When we can do things like that, and getting people to join the community again, and the next day again, and the next day after that again. It's really good for them. It's really good for their mental health as well. So we want to make sure that we give them the best we can as a service.
And I'm curious, Terry, what's the most rewarding part of the job for you personally?
I think it gives me purpose in the morning, to get up in the morning, because I know that I'm likely to meet certain people in the day. It gives me great satisfaction because I treat people as if I'm treating my own relatives. What I do also, my other role as a driver is also a trainer. I'm one of the senior trainers for our on-demand training school. It's great when you can meet your colleagues from across London and try to help them to sharpen their skills and to keep them well sharp, in the sense that they can recognise things like safeguarding issues, or where we can just monitor our passengers and see, you know, you may feel that somebody's not acting the way they normally would act or would behave, and there's an issue there that we need to report back to our sister transport services team, so they can look into it a little bit further. So it's nice that we can play a little role where we can do that, recognize something's not quite right, and then report that back. And that way we can take care of it. So for me, I'm benefiting someone or helping them in that way.
And over the last 17 years, How have you seen the service or the needs of passengers change, if they have changed?
It's a long time now, isn't it? When I started in the service, we had a lot more drivers. Obviously, COVID came and changed a few things. We've lost people during COVID. We lost some of our colleagues during COVID, which is a very sad thing. But the service itself has gotten better. Not perfect, but it's gotten better. We're more streamlined. We're more efficient in what we do. Our scheduling system, what we have now, is really helping us to get as many people in the service. People can now book on the Dial-A-Ride app, that they can all do their own booking and get onto the service that way. It's changed in the field of technology. It's changed a lot, but it's still essentially the same service, pick up and drop off. But we're trying to do it in a better way so that everybody can get on board the service.
And what about in regards to the passengers? Have you seen more people needing the service over time?
Yes, that's increased a lot because you meet new people every day. Some people, you said, I've only been on there for a week. This is my first time. And they feel a bit nervous sometimes. They don't know what to do. So you're going to talk them through it. You tell them who you are. You have a little talk with them, make them feel comfortable. But we have seen a lot of increase in new people on the service. And it's really nice to see that because it showed that we matter. The word is getting out, that Dial-A-Ride is a service for people like that. So we are doing our very best in the community to help people to get to where they want to get to so they can have a life that they want, even in their old age. Or whatever medical condition they have, they still can use the Dial-A-Ride to get to where they need to get to, as long as we can provide it for them.
Now, I've heard that you enjoy taking your breaks by the river in Kingston. Is that your chance to unwind before helping more passengers?
It certainly is. I take my office wherever I want to go. it's fabulous. You know, when I'm working in Kingston, in your modern area, or in sometimes Teddington, I sometimes take the bus to the riverside and sit by the river for a few moments where I can get to. Teddington, I love to walk through the woods and go and look around Teddington Lock and cross the bridge to the other side. And it's a way of getting me exercise as well, just rather than sitting down. And sometimes even talking to the local community, can I make a lot of friends, a lot of acquaintances in the local community where shops are visited and talk to people and get to know the area. But I do love just seeing the beautiful scenery that I'm privileged to see in this job, particularly in the Kingston and Surbiton areas and that part of London, and past your office a lot of the time anyway. So I'll be talking to you this morning about that. But it's nice. It's a very beautiful job, beautiful office.
Yeah, it's nice to get out in nature now and then, isn't it? And what would you say to someone who's eligible for Dial-A-Ride but hasn't yet signed up?
I've spoken to a few people like that. They're a bit shy. They're reticent about doing it. But I say to them, we're here to help you. We want you to get out and get on with your life. Don't stay indoors. Don't isolate yourself. Use Dial-A-Ride as best you can. You may not get everything you want all the time, but we can do our best. And I know our colleagues at head office here, that they are doing their utmost best to make the service more efficient, getting many people on. We want people to go out, join your families. You may be able to take one member of the family, maybe like a companion, to do whatever you want to do. Just go out and enjoy your life. Don't sit indoors looking at TV all day. Get out, get some fresh air, and enjoy the time you're out.
I guess important question is, if people are listening to this and they want to sign up to Dial-A-Ride, how do they do that?
What I've been doing is bring around with me a set of application forms and explain to them the Dial-A-Ride service, because many people come up and inquire. If you have access to the internet, you can go into the Dial-A-Ride website and apply through the Dial-A-Ride website for Dial-A-Ride service. Yeah, I think those two are the main things that I can figure at the moment. But if you get an opportunity, if you see a Dial-A-Ride driver and you're in a shopping center, say like Tesco's or something like that, just approach the driver and the driver gave you some information how to join the Dial-A-Ride service, and we gladly have you aboard.
And finally, Terry, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I wanted to say thanks to everyone that's made my life great in Dial-A-Ride. Thanks to my managers, and particularly people like Sandra and Roland and my colleagues that have made my life so much easier and such an enjoyment. Just to thank everybody for doing that for me. And I really am privileged to be in this job. I have to say, I really, really, really love the job and the service that we give.